Are you ready for some fun?
Oh, yeah!
This service is brought to you by the Pleasure Club. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Who said buying a home should be uptight and boring? It's time for Patty's Playhouse, your local real estate talk show with Patty and Scott.
It's house talk with a happy ending each and every time.
Oh.
Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott starts now.
Working 9 to 5.
Ready for some fun?
Oh, yeah!
This service is brought to you by the Pleasure Club. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, please hang up now.
Who said buying a home should be uptight and boring? It's time for Patty's Playhouse, your local real estate talk show with Patty and Scott.
It's house talk with a happy ending each and every time.
Oh.
Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott starts now.
Working 9 to 5.
We're back.
We have new intros for you today and a commercial for our new sponsor.
It's a refresh.
Very exciting.
It's a whole refresh.
Very exciting.
Without knowing that we're doing a refresh.
Thank you to Tallahassee Lighting and Decor for sponsoring our show.
Well,
we really appreciate it.
It brightens things up.
It does. And it's such a small town.
And the fact that you didn't even get that pun is a little disturbing.
Brighten, yeah. I didn't.
There's a lot to go on with lighting.
I'm very slow.
Mm. Mm-hmm. It's because we're not very taping slow. At 4.
No, I know. I had all these running around things to do this morning, and I got behind. Mm. Someone needed keys to their new house. Shocker.
Why?
I don't know. Congratulations to Travis Parkman, our realtor. Sold his own home on Jason Trail.
Good job.
6156 Jason. Very exciting
Good
for him.
Good job.
And Srinivas Kadam also sold a home with D.R. Horton. His buyer used D.R. Horton agent. Was new construction. Very exciting.
Yeah. Is that
closed
in
last
Crawfordville,
Friday,
or is that in Tallahassee?
It was in Southwood,
huh.
Which is like our second home right now.
Yeah, these days,
right?
So it seems.
We have a new listing
there.
No, speak on it, Scott.
4146 Four Oaks Drive. It's a 3, 2.5 pencil house townhome that is quite delicious.
It is actually. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
It's freshly painted. It's got new flooring.
2-car garage detached.
Yeah.
It's on a great location. You can walk to the Southwood Market.
Yeah.
It's the restaurants, El Jalisco, ice cream.
It's got the park right across the street.
Done.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's a one-stop shop.
It
for
is.
Sure. For those,
so, and you have on-street parking and your garage.
Yes, which is interesting.
I like it. It's more urban feel to me, even though it's not urban. It's
no,
Southwood.
It definitely is.
How it's laid out.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
I like it.
Built in 07, new lighting, Scott. And Tallahassee Lighting.
There you go.
Right. New paint. What else do we do?
If you want to check it out, yeah, you can really go to our website.
Yes, you can, because it's on there.
And
4146 Four Oaks.
See the video and or pictures, whichever
priced
you like.
Priced at $329.
Yes.
Spacious.
Should do quite well.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I like the open kitchen.
Yeah.
Into the living room. Some of them aren't designed that way. This is a good floor plan.
Yeah, the older ones have a completely different
feel. This was a Beezer home.
I like the layout of these.
And we have some more coming, which we can't talk about because of Clear Cooperation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, NAR, National Association of Realtors, has ethics.
But we are working on them as we speak.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Because as soon as they come up, I'm moving them to a new location.
Yeah, Irvine's closing, 1904. They're busy.
This 15 days is quite alarming.
And if you want to hear more of Patty, I have a YouTube channel. Scott was welcome to come on. I doubt he will, but he is always welcome. People have been clamoring for Scott Cowart to come on YouTube. Clamor.
I'm certain I will make an entree.
I would love it. It'd be hilarious.
To your YouTube channel at some point.
It's very fun. People are very nice. I got a listing out of it.
That's always good.
Meeting them next week.
That's always good.
It's two homes on one parcel.
Nice.
Be very nice. And I got property management, two of them out of it. So it's very nice. And I don't ask for business. We don't even talk about that. We talk about crime. I use crime in real estate, how the houses or where the crimes are occurring, which is a home typically or some sort of property. And then I tie it into the crime.
Mm. There's a lot.
It's fun to do that.
There's a lot of crime around to talk about.
My research skills.
So what's happening with the Adelsons these days?
Well, Donna, who is Jewish, and Rashbaum, who is Jewish, and they knew they were Jewish when they set the court date, right?
Wait, is he the same guy that...
Yes.
Okay, wouldn't you have
How
learned...
How is that?
Would you not have learned...
You don't.
From round one.
You don't. And Donna had to go before Judge Everett, I was in the hearing, and say... Do you understand that this could be perceived at some point as a conflict? And if it is a conflict, he will be removed and we're not starting over. And she said, yes, I do. Now, he has co-counsel. Instead of using maybe Josh Dugans, who they paid $1 million for in Charlie Adelson's trial, as a jury consultant.
That didn't go
Now
so well.
They chose to have a co-counsel, and it's R. Robert Alex Morris, but he goes by Alex. And he's currently representing the two attorneys. Well, he's representing the wife of the two attorneys. So it's a wife and a husband who just had sexual battery charges against them. And she was like a transportation attorney, and he was some sort of legislator. Their last name's Warren. So Sarah Warren
lives in Los Robles. That's what I was wondering, if it's local.
But
these aren't local
attorneys. But the husband and wife split the attorney. So he has his own attorney, and then Alex is out making all these comments instead of saying no comment. He's not helping his woman. Mm. He's not helping her. But anyway, I'm going to pay attention to that and because I want to see how he portrays himself as an attorney in front of a jury. So anyway, so Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah is in October.
Right.
They knew that when the defense and the prosecution spoke and set the trial date. For around October 5th.
Right.
They knew that. And yet, now Rashbaum is asking to move up the trial, which interferes with my stepson's wedding. Mm. Thank you. And if he can't get it moved up, he doesn't want it moved after Yom Kippur, which makes literally no sense to me. So how important is it to you? You want it moved up, but you don't want it moved after.
It's kind of quick, don't you think?
No. Well, the state's been ready since the day she was arrested.
Well, I mean, they've arrested three prior to this, so they should be ready to go. I mean, I think they're locked and loaded, but it really is kind of fast, and to me, for most cases, which seemingly take
the other case I cover a lot is a Crystal Rogers case. It's outside of Bardstown. She was a Bardstown native.
Oh, I know that one.
Bardstown,
I've seen the Dateline, disappearance
of right. Yeah. So Brooks Hauk. And his employee, Stephen Lawson, and the Stephen Lawson's son, Joseph Lawson, were all arrested between October and December of last year. And that case will not be until February 2025. And they have...
See, that makes sense to me.
They're moving the venue. Mm. So it's not going to be at Bardstown, which the courthouse is about as big as this room, mm. which is grateful because I would really like to go to that one and hold and analyze it for the subscribers. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, and you love that stuff.
So. I do. I love a good jury. I love a good jury. And I love a good trial. Yeah. And I love when they convict when it's supposed to, and then when they don't, they don't.
Yeah, Jeffrey's got jury duty tomorrow.
Stop it. Mm-mm.
Where? But not, I think it's county where mine was federal, so
yeah.
Which I got chosen. We'll see if he does.
I bet
or not.
He gets picked because he's so stoic.
I know. I think he would get picked.
I bet he gets picked.
Yeah. So.
And he'll be thrilled.
He's got a call at the end of the day to see.
Hopefully he has an early number. But I think
I'd pick him.
I'd pick him. I'd want him on my jury.
Yeah, same. Especially if you're trying to get off.
He's like, I don't have time for this. You're innocent.
I mean, it would have to be like so specific where if you're not selling it to him, he would find the one thing. Because one of the arguments that we get into frequently is I always say, why are you defending someone? Because he always thinks of the best case scenario.
Oh, does like, he?
Yeah.
And like, I don't.
Like I don't either. So it completely throws me
There's
off.
There's another case.
Keeps me level-headed. And at the same time, I'm like, I don't know.
The people follow Karen Reed. And Karen Reed, it's Northeast case. And supposedly, allegedly, she ran over some guy, her husband, officer. I don't pay attention much. But the looks on her face to me says she's guilty. The world thinks Karen Reed should be freed. Not me. Mm-mm. They're like, are you going to talk about it? I said, only if you want to get annoyed.
I think a look says way more than what people think words say.
There's a great YouTube channel, if you like anything about this, called The Behavior Panel.
Yeah.
And they follow physical, your smirks, you know, your body language. Mm-hmm. There's four of them. Absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. I wish they would do Brooks out sitting in his
Maybe
interrogation.
They will if they're listening
I've sent them a note saying, here's his thing. This would be fantastic for you to do.
Very interesting.
It's fun. It's fun to do. Stick with us. It's Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009.
We'll be right back with more from Patty's Playhouse, sponsored by Tallahassee Lighting and Decor. Visit tallylighting.com today.
Music in my head. Crazy music playing in the morning.
Get excited about your home design with Tallahassee Lighting and Decor, where you can discover an incredible selection of lighting fixtures, exceptional furniture, and unique decor for any style and any home. At Tallahassee Lighting and Decor, you'll get the chance to consult with one of our design representatives to curate the perfect space to fit your home and lifestyle. Visit Tallahassee Lighting and Decor today, proud sponsor of Patty's Playhouse, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3. Find out more at tallylighting.com. That's tallylighting.com.
She's Patty Wilson. He's Scott Cowart. It's Patty's Playhouse on Real Talk 93.3.
Welcome back. Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009. We do sell houses, but I wanted to bring up another criminal, maybe criminal, we don't really know, situation here in Tallahassee, and that is, where is Lori Page? So Lori Page, at the time of her disappearance, was 12 years old. She was last seen on June 3rd around 8 o'clock in the evening. She left her home. I don't believe it's of her volition when you're 12 years old. So you're not capable of just leaving on your own. So she lived over off of Tharp Street and Ocala in that area, and she has not been seen or heard from since. So what I didn't know is FBI is assisting local law enforcement, which in this case is because the location is Tallahassee Police Department. And I have a Facebook group with Scott called Living Tallahassee, and we post her missing FBI image, and there is a reward. But what I didn't know until 2 days ago is Lamar, with I guess FBI only pays for it so a certain amount of time, her billboards are down. I know. And I found out in the weirdest way, because News Nation, which is a conservative news channel, contacted us, and they're coming up here to do a story on her. So next week, I don't know if I'll be on it, but they wanted some background, so they're supposed to call me today.
Are these the ones that they put up?
Yeah, the mobile, the digital ones, and she was also on the gas pumps, and she's gone already. So how I found out was Kendall Brandt with WTXL. She sends me a message on Living Tallahassee. The news organizations, it's hilarious to me, but that's where they go for their news.
It's incestual.
That's where they go to Living Tallahassee for their news, and which is fantastic. It's a great compliment.
We'll take it.
So Kendall Brandt is the local person for that area. And she said, well, now that the billboards are down, my manager saw a sign up. So Rudy Ferguson, Pastor Rudy Ferguson, who's running for commission, put signs out. He has a small fund from the deacons and the pastors in the area, Griffin Heights, and they put up those yard signs, like, where is Lori Page? And so this manager saw it. So Kendall was the one that said, now that the billboards are down. I was like, what? I didn't even know. Why are they only down? And going back to crime, why are some children missing get picked up by national media and others don't? Like, there's a boy, and I'm not disparaging at all. This boy's Sebastian Rogers. It's near Nashville. The Cajun Navy wanted to go help search for him, but people are threatening the Cajun Navy? The Cajun Navy. You want to threaten them?
What is the Cajun Navy?
They go underwater and search. They're the ones who found Riley Strain, the boy who, the young man who left.
Are they all called the Cajun Navy?
No, it's just one group. And they go around the country and help search.
Interesting.
But Riley Strain, who was found in the river in Nashville, apparently with his pants down or off, and it shouldn't have happened in that short a period of time, the Cajun Navy asked for the family's permission, and they went and found him. I mean, they got great returns on what they do. But in this case, because the family, who is the father and the mother, they've never really been a couple. The mother's outside of Nashville, Lori Page's mother. She's going to med school. She just don't want to talk to anybody, so no one's talking. The father, he's a correction officer, he's moved to Thomasville. He left. Now, I talked to him in person, and he did say, he told police that he had been planning on moving for a while because he only had a 1-1, and Lori, you know, she needed her own bedroom. Fair play. So he moves to Thomasville, which is not a bad drive to Jefferson Correctional, changed his phone number. Right? So even if the kid wants to call you, you move your address, fair play. You change your damn phone number.
It's a lot of oddities.
No one, media, talking to him. I talked to him about it in person. He was with me. And I said, you're not talking to me. He goes, law enforcement said I didn't have to. So you just don't.
So you don't
so
want
no
to.
Media will.
Well, I mean.
I asked Kendall, have you been able to speak with a father? And she said no. Well, local media is not going to hound him the way podcasters are and whatever. So I'm beating the drum in the podcast, YouTube podcast, about Lori Page because it's been almost a year.
Yeah, I mean,
And June. So if a family just says, I don't want to talk, and I'm not going to. They don't have lawyers that I know of.
Who said she was missing?
The father reported her missing the next morning. And she had run away before.
Right. I remember you saying that.
But she came home.
Right.
She stayed close by. She went to school. So at this point, school was out. So last night, a very sweet member of Living Tallahassee posted a young lady. Turns out she was from Broward County. Had very similar facial characteristics of Lori Page. So I tagged Margie, who's newer. She was her one of the paraprofessionals in the class.
So it was not her?
It was not. Mm. But very what I loved about it is those billboards mattered because people were like, is this our Lori?
So this is off topic or maybe some on topic, but whatever happened to the milk cartons? Didn't they used to put
people that's that how were, it all started.
But are they not doing that any longer? Why?
We don't have cartons, so we have plastic. Well, very few.
I thought even back then we had some plastic, but the wrappers
I don't know.
Had it on it.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know, but I'm really curious. Sebastian Rogers deserves all the attention he can get. The step parents are likely involved because of their behavior, but we're not getting any behavior after the father because there's just no one asking him other than law enforcement, and he didn't have talk. He didn't have talk, and they have nothing to go on with this child. So I'm here beating my tiny little drum.
That's embarrassing, and the fact that somebody would even say that, even if they did ask you not to talk, that would be your rationale.
He is literally not out there advocating for his child, and I've held my tongue for a long time for me, very long. I'm like, no, I respect him. You know, he met with me, blah, blah, blah. Not anymore. Your child is missing. In the end, you may not be legally responsible, but you are responsible. You left her at night to go to work. She was alone. She had a phone from another source. She was able to call the uncle, who's a teacher at Raw, a middle school teacher. He's a teacher, and he is not out advocating for this child. He is a teacher, which I've held to my chest. He is a teacher. The source says he's a good guy. You know what good guys do? You know what good uncles do? They come out and ask for help regarding the whereabouts of my niece.
Well, why wouldn't she be staying at his house if it was at night?
Not far
and she's
away.
12 years
right?
old. I mean, that doesn't make much sense.
None
either.
Of this makes sense. He is a teacher. The other one is in pseudo law enforcement as a correction officer. You're not out asking for this child. The mother who had these TikTok videos, which were hilarious, by the way. Now, I believe law enforcement went to Nashville to speak with her. She has since removed every bit of her social media. Nothing. She's still in med school and worried about her test grade instead of worrying about her kid. And that's what she said on the, she's like, but the test grade. Like, I missed it. I may not graduate. That is my love. That is my passion. I kept those. I downloaded those videos and kept them forever. But I'm like, dude, how can you not say? I'm like, if I don't talk to my grandchildren every 3 days, I want to know what's going on. Are they okay? Or did they pick up a new instrument? Like, what is in their life? The grandmother, nothing. So the biological mother is the only mother. Her mother lives in Griffin Heights. I want nothing to do with it. What? How do you not want anything to do with your missing child?
There's just really no response to any of it. I mean, it doesn't make any
sense.
And
there's literally no pressure from law enforcement. There's no pressure from any media. WTXL, bless their hearts. Kendall Brandt has done a bang up job.
Well, maybe something will come out of these billboards.
The billboards are gone.
I know, but maybe something will come out of
it. I mean, well, I'm just grateful
that back on.
Right? That people were acknowledging it. So News Nation, is coming out. They do stream as well as have, like, they're on, like, Hulu, you know, as one of the news. They're coming up next week to talk to Margie Summers. So hopefully, you know, why don't you go talk to the uncle? Why don't you go talk to the dad? I got their address. Why don't you go talk to them? And
apparently
I hope
somebody
she presses
needs
it.
To.
I hope she does.
Well, it seems as if she will.
I hope. So anyway, that's a rant. But I really do. I'm curious why if a parent just says, I don't want to talk about it. Everyone's respecting that line.
I don't understand that you would.
I'm no longer respecting
the line.
You're
the one that said they're missing and that now since you've said that, you're not interested in finding them.
No.
Two and two.
I got to work. I got to go to work.
Here.
I got to go
it's
to work.
Not equal
it's affecting my job. Stick with us, Patty and Scott, 850-656-0009.
Get excited about your home design with Tallahassee Lighting and Decor, where you can discover an incredible selection of lighting fixtures, exceptional furniture, and unique decor for any style and any home. At Tallahassee Lighting and Decor, you'll get the chance to consult with one of our design representatives to curate the perfect space to fit your home and lifestyle. Visit Tallahassee Lighting and Decor today, proud sponsor of Patty's Playhouse, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3. Find out more at tallylighting.com. That's tallylighting.com.
It's House Talk with a happy ending. You love it, and we can see it all over your face. Welcome back to the best real estate radio show on earth. It's Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott.
Welcome back, Patty and Scott. What do you want to talk about, Scott?
Let's talk about this pollen. It needs to stop.
You know what really helps? This has been, trimming your trees.
This has been like the worst pollen season since I've been here. It needs to stop. Mm. And every time we get this rain where I think it's finally over, meaning it's knocked it all down, not so much.
But people love these trees. These trees are very important to this town. Well, the trees are being clear cut, and they are changing the town. Mm. The town has changed because of trees.
Well,
not the surrounding forest. Trees. When the guys came to my house to trim back my trees before the roof is coming on,
right.
The amount of whatever was falling out of the sky, including a snake, that was nice. I have a video of it.
Always fun.
Mm. A rat snake, but it was a fat rat snake. It was.
That means he's getting rats.
He was or something.
I mean, that's good and bad. So you might want to
way high up in that.
You may want to keep him around.
Well, he got moved to another yard.
Snake.
Closer to the pond. Mm. He was a fat rat snake.
He's getting something.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's the truth. So we have lots of properties that are coming up.
Yeah, but we can't really talk about them.
Well, I can talk about them.
We could talk about them. So can you talk about photography? I am begging people to not use their cell phones.
Why do they use their cell phones?
Lazy, cheap, both.
Yeah, I don't understand where agents are getting listings and believe that that's somehow going to translate well and or sell a property, especially for top dollar, which is what we aim for.
I know.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't.
No. And they'll use just about anything.
You have one that's under contract and pending, which means it's due to close in just a couple days. And it is selling for more than the original list price.
Yes.
All because of you. Staging, lighting, decor.
Well, and great partnership with the owners, right.
You have to have that.
Well, they had experience this on round one, meaning that they knew something was missing.
Right. They dropped the price. And it was like $675 and dropped it into the 40s and had nothing.
And so called us from the show as a result, because we were talking about this one day. And working with them has been very easy because they have allowed themselves to be guided by what I know day in and day out translates well in pictures, but moreover, the value of how people live today versus the house that you may be living in. Because you've already bought your house. We're looking to sell it to someone else. So it's the way that it translates to buyers who are out looking.
And we just had a couple questions of a listing, and the owner said, why don't you take a picture of the garage, of the interior of the garage? Because it's not special.
Yeah,
Nobody wants to see your garage.
You can, but it's assumed in the 3-2-2 that it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a 2-car garage. I mean, unless something is crazy off, and if that's the case, you're not taking a picture of that either, or that there is something special in it, would I take a picture of the garage? And I often tell people when we're looking to edit their home that a garage is where people can look past things. So if you didn't want to rent a storage or
spent
didn't have
money
a,
on it,
yeah,
right.
That's a place where you can keep some of that stuff because it's something that is so generic and just really houses stuff that it's okay.
The other question is, why no community photos? Photos of amenities of a neighborhood or that kind of thing.
I mean, if there is, then often we will take those. But if there's not, I mean, it depends on what you mean by community photos.
Pool, lake,
right, but
tennis court.
In some cases, it may not be a pool or a lake that necessarily are translating well.
And we only get 42 photos.
Well, there's that in particular.
That's what I told them. I'm like, we only get 42 photos. And people will have driven through and have seen it or seen it on their website. But we only get 42 in this MLS system that
we
have in Leon.
Which is not a lot when you think about it.
It's not.
And we transition from room to room with an editorial photo or two. So that really goes fast.
What do you mean by editorial?
Something that subliminally talks about the house without saying something about the house. So, you know, a picture tells or says 1,000 words. It's like if I throw magazines on the floor to show a wood floor.
Right.
They're seeing how beautiful the wood floor is, but it looks like an editorial photo, meaning you could see it in a magazine.
Right.
But I'm really trying to show you how great the floor is.
And it's so funny because realtors who have not had the chance to work with you will be like 42 photos of a closet of a different direction in a room because they don't see the creativity behind what you can do with a listing. They really don't.
Well, it's a feeling. And in order to get people to the house to see it, which I always think translates better in person, mm-hmm. not the inverse of that, which I think most people, it's probably worse, where ours, I think, is better. It's really to get them there. Right. If I get you there, then you're going to see the house.
They've seen
your house 10, 15, 20 times before and after they put in an offer, probably 100 times after. I mean, they're stalking those pictures to see how they can do something, what it looks like, what was there, what do we have that we can place there.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of what the pictures do that are different than what most agents and or people may think that they should do.
Because sometimes, say granite, unless you have that close-up photo, you don't know what that granite really looks
like. No, no.
What are the real colors?
Or if that's not contact paper on top of it.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Right? This peel-and-stick wallpaper is everywhere.
It's a thing. Peel-and-stick wallpaper, peel-and-stick tile.
I mean, they're going to Dollar
everywhere.
Tree, throwing up it, say we have a tile, black splash, backsplash. You don't have anything.
Correct.
You have a mess.
Correct.
You have, once that comes down, you're going to have a mess.
So it just,
it's
mean,
not static cling, people. It's like command
not.
Strips, which only ruin walls.
That
only ruin.
I mean,
take out big patches. That is the worst.
I haven't met a command strip that works well.
The best sales pitch I've ever heard of.
It's awful.
It doesn't release from your wall.
Well, the funny part is they don't want to put a nail up. I'd rather put a nail up. That's an easier hold a patch. I mean,
than that.
Those command
the
strips,
skim coat
well,
comes
it
right
rips,
off.
It rips a quarter size off where a nail is just a little bit
always,
of spackle.
Always, even before I met you, photos are so important and you go through and they just don't care. They just don't care. A realtor came to me last night and my husband did an appraisal. And she said, can you send me that front photo so I can use it in my coming soon? And I just ignored the email. Because, A, the last thing you want is Chris's photography as your first photo. Like, your coming
has
soon.
Has she never seen an appraisal?
Has she never seen Chris's appraisal?
I
went and looked at it.
It's such
to
a generic.
See. It was so close up. It was like all he's doing is proving he was there.
Right.
That's all that photo is supposed to be for is proof. And I'm like, I just ignored
maybe
it.
Maybe he looked up on a good
why
shot.
Why not get in the
like,
car
yes.
and drive and take your own?
Yeah. Why haven't you already taken a few?
Why don't you have a photographer? Why?
Yeah.
It's really a shame that realtors are getting, like us, are getting hit and being called names, even on Living Tallahassee because of this settlement.
Mm.
One guy banned him. Like, you're not going to talk to me like that. You don't know me. You don't even know of me. And you're disparaging me personally because of a settlement I had nothing to do with.
Right.
We weren't asked about this settlement. And then on the other hand, people like us who go way beyond. I spent 6 days cleaning a stove.
Yeah, I get it.
So way beyond that, and you won't even take a photo, but we get paid the same. We're not the same.
Well, we get paid the same. I guess what I would always want a seller to think about is that, but are you making the same?
No.
Because I believe
the sellers aren't making
right,
the same.
Right, so I believe you're selling your house for less money consequently. Therefore, real estate is all about contacts and who you know and whatnot, mm-hmm. which I get. But at the same time, when it comes down to the largest purchase and sale that you have, you would think you would handle that differently regardless of if your neighbor had a license or not. Because they can't do the same thing. And quite frankly, they probably clean teeth during the day and sell homes at night. Just saying.
You still go back to that dental
I do. I'm still triggered for sure.
Well, I looked at the interior photos of this house.
Yeah.
And she keeps telling me, you know, can you get the appraisal back? Which we did it in like 72 hours. It's fast. Faster than the other guy. It was 2 weeks. 2 weeks? What are they doing for two
Who
weeks?
Knows?
On a cruise? So, and then I saw Chris's interior photos. I'm like, this house is not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would never list this home. It was declutter. I know. They're better off with the front photo. Stick with us, Patty and Scott. 850-656-0009, The Brokerage.
We'll be right back with more from Patty's Playhouse. Sponsored by Tallahassee Lighting and Decor. Visit tallylighting.com today.
Get excited about your home design with Tallahassee Lighting and Decor, where you can discover an incredible selection of lighting fixtures, exceptional furniture, and unique decor for any style and any home. At Tallahassee Lighting and Decor, you'll get the chance to consult with one of our design representatives to curate the perfect space to fit your home and lifestyle. Visit Tallahassee Lighting and Decor today. Proud sponsor of Patty's Playhouse, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on Real Talk 93.3. Find out more at tallylighting.com. That's tallylighting.com.
If your home is too ugly to sell, they'll tell you it's ugly. Then fix it and list it. Welcome back to Patty's Playhouse with Patty and Scott, telling the truth about real estate in Tallahassee.
Our website's Patty and Scott. You can find us on Facebook everywhere.
Mm.
Patty's Playhouse,
whether you
The
like
Brokerage, Living Tallahassee. And now we have a new group, which I ignore. Living Tallahassee, The Complaints Department. Mm. And I absolutely ignore it. Because if I go in there, I'm immediately agitated.
Can't do it.
No. That's why I started it. I was like, I'm out.
Let them vent.
You're just so annoying.
Let them vent.
How many driving complaints can there be?
There's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's mostly.
It really is.
Do
you go in and watch it?
I don't go in and do anything. But when I when I scroll down, I see a lot that shows up on that, and they're typically driving complaints.
And Margie Summers, who's leading the search for Lori Page, she goes, she's so sweet. She's like, you know, that person could have been driving like that because their daughter had a seizure. You know, she's like trying to bring some reality
okay,
to
Jeff.
It.
Okay, Jeff, which is why you should be
on the jury.
Right? I mean, I'm sure that there are those reasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
God
that's where
them.
You can find us.
It's what equals out the world.
I do.
We do need it.
And we do appraise homes.
Yes.
We do list them. We help buyers and investors and staging. I mean, that's really where the money is. It's the money for the seller. It's a hundred percent difference.
Yeah. The before and afters of the ones that I've done recently, I'm dumbfounded.
Me too. When
not so much of what I've done as much as like what a difference it makes in terms of what something looks like.
I tried to explain it to Travis Sparkman, who just closed on his home.
Travis.
And I sent him the board before and after on Maplewood.
Hmm.
The house you did, which was all wood paneling, which 99.999% of realtors would have just sold it as is for a lot less money.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of putting 10 grand into it and then putting 10 grand into it and selling it for a lot more money. I mean, some people don't have the 10 grand.
Well,
but we're going to start hooking up with like green skies people can pay.
Well, first of all, it's not just the 10 grand. So I look at Maplewood as a good example, but we've had many, one on High Low as well, where they've got a a few dollars, and the first thought is to redo the kitchen. The kitchen, we didn't redo on either one of those.
No, and that's what I told Travis.
It's not just the money. It's where you spend the money.
It was hinges, paint, and building a frame around the refrigerator so it didn't look like a barge in the center of a room. And that you use old paneling.
Correct.
You just reuse paneling.
Correct.
No one would know. No. Literally, no one would know.
No, but that's, it's not just the money that you spend. It's where you spend the money. And people trying to help me, like painting it before I get there.
Well, even that, you took a wall. I go back to that house all the time because you take a portion of a wall out. And the owner had it taken out. You didn't take it out. So the owner has this portion of a wall taken out. And so you have this beautiful wood floor and there's a gap.
Yeah.
And instead of replacing or trying to match wood.
Which you never will.
He just inserted it with a product, which I'm not even telling. But you inserted it with a product so it looked like it was new.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a transition.
Yeah,
which is
it was beautiful.
Which is
and
nice.
I just think.
And a whole lot less expensive.
And the amount of money you save people and that make the money, and they don't. Sometimes it's just not for them.
No,
and we had that experience recently.
That is okay.
There was a female.
That is okay.
Listing down on the island, it just was not for them because she's so attached to her own outcome instead of being attached to the financial outcome. She wanted to tell you where the vases were to go, and so that's the kind of client. It's just not going to work. It's just not a good fit.
No, for sure.
So we did release her from that list.
For sure, because, I mean, I do this for a reason. I don't necessarily, I'm open to people's commentary. I just, most times, I'm looking at it from a different perspective. But that's kind of the beauty of having us, is that sometimes you're just too close to something that it's hard to make the decisions that someone else would make.
But when picking a listing, the first thing has to be every room has to be functional.
Yes.
So if you have a bathroom, it has to function as a bathroom.
Yes.
You have to be able to get in. No one's paying top dollar and they can't see a bathroom.
Correct. There's a lot
of... You have to have access and function. And functionality is so important. You have to be able... You have something called a penthouse, which is not properly named to begin with, you have to be able to get up to that area of the home that you are valuing as in your own mind as a seller by so much money, but you have to be able to get to it.
Well, I think a lot of times owners, sellers look at something from the perspective of they've convinced themselves of the reasons that something mm-hmm. has happened, meaning I can only have that size stove because I only need that size stove, when in fact you have a huge kitchen, so it looks dwarfed mm-hmm. in that kitchen. It just, they've convinced themselves that the reason they have that is because they're one person and only need that, but you're not selling it to yourself, A. You're selling it to someone differently, but what they're looking past is the reason that it's that way is because you can't get a full-size stove up there.
And if you say you have a view.
Well, you should probably have one.
You should probably have a view.
Right.
So that's been going on since the beginning of real estate.
Right. Welcome to Midtown.
I have a golf course view. If you step out and have to turn your entire body 80 degrees to go maybe see a peekaboo of a fairway, that's not a golf course
or
view.
Or if you're in Killarney Lakes, you're not in Midtown.
You're not.
I'm just going to throw that.
There's a lot of Midtown
I'm being really facetious, but some people, I mean.
Magnolia is not Midtown.
The fact that you can drive to Midtown does not make it Midtown.
It isn't. Magnolia is not Midtown.
Right.
Midtown is tiny.
Well, it should be. It was. it's really grown as of late.
I remember when I met a guy who is in radio, and he told me his house was in Midtown, and then it was off of Riggins.
Yeah.
I was like, what? How is your house?
Because it's not.
It's not.
Because it's not.
It's really not.
Or my house is by campus, meaning via Havana. It's really not.
Like 2 miles.
Like, I know.
2 miles. The town's only 10 miles wide.
Right, but it only takes me 20 minutes for those 2 miles. It's, yeah, no.
No. No. But I think that stuff is so important, and so many people don't want to be told, and I don't think a lot of the realtors have the nuts to tell the seller.
Well, yeah, like if you want your place to be oceanfront, but it's not.
If you can't see it, and it's across the street and down the road a little bit,
yeah,
and you have all that foliage in front, it's not a view. You need to look out and see a view. You don't have a view.
Well, that's just... So that those are when it does not work out, because it's look good, be right. I mean, it really is. I mean, it just... It has never turned out well.
I tell the sellers when I've had that opportunity, I said, oh, you just bought it back for $3.5 million.
Right.
And they're like, what do you mean? Every day it's listed and you don't sell it, you have bought it back.
Or you just don't want to sell it, which is also fine. Sure, we can put up the listing, but don't call me when you're not getting traction. Because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
And if a seller wants to vet every human that walks through your door, it's probably not for us.
Listen, the best way to sell your house is to have it be shown.
It's at bats.
Right.
You need the opportunity. You need the hoops. You need it to keep going and going and going. That's why we do a virtual tour with special music. That's why we buy a URL for the address. That's why we do all of that stuff. So you have the most easy to be seen and at-bats, how many people I can get to look at the home online, and then how many, once they're there, with Scott's magic, do they fall in love with it?
Well, Ocleon seems to be fall in love with every day.
Really?
I mean, there's just...
It's like 18,000 little tour factory views.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's 18,000.
That's a lot.
For a town this size?
Well, not only that, but we've had ones that have been up forever that have not had that kind of traction.
No, and it's really a beautiful home with
it really,
really
is.
Exceptional photography.
I think it's a fantastic home.
It is, and it's a 3-car garage. Like, there's a lot about the functionality of that house that make it make sense.
Correct.
And it's in that special little school zone that I love so much. It's really nice.
Yeah, those are the one that those are when it does work. And works well, but it's.
It's a team effort.
It is. It's like you got to be able to trust them. They have to be able to trust you. And the only thing that we can go in with is stats. And our stats are good, if not great.
They're fantastic.
So I can't really complain about that. If you want to sell your house for top dollar and you're open to being guided through that, then we're the right team.
People have said to me recently this week that, Patty, you throw out your stats. It's an attaboy. Yeah, it is. It is an attaboy.
Well, who would want bad stats?
Who's going to? I would tell you if my stats were really bad.
I'm in it to win it. I tell people every time we get a listing, like, I am betting on myself.
Because it's House Talk with a happy ending. It's House Talk with a happy ending.
Every time.
Right? Are we done? I can't hear any music.
There it is.
There we go. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.